Hello and welcome to SwissInfo.ch's linguistically fascinating programme for May the 16th. I'm Thomas Stevens.
Dia Limaris, dia Gerani.
Metta abbe un Limari, a Ger fin diavis l'armada da metta.
Na, let's a beach.
Let's a beach indeed. The chances are you didn't understand that. Only about 60,000 people in the world would have done, and virtually all of them live in Graubünden, Switzerland's largest and easternmost canton. That was Romansch. More specifically, a scene from Il Krestelmat, the world's first online comic written in Switzerland's least spoken national language. It's the latest effort to stem the steadily dwindling number of people who say they can hold a conversation in it. There's plenty more Romansch coming up, including Freies Jardin, a cover version of one of the world's most famous songs. But first, Il Krestelmat. I went to Chur, the beautiful capital of Graubünden, and met Sabrina Bundy and Michel Descourtines, the comic's creators. They explained the idea behind the project.
Well, it's to remind everybody what myth there are, because those stories will be forgotten. I mean, I had to go to the university to hear about Butach Kunis, the paunch with eyes. And I don't want my children to have to read like 7,000 pages of very, very...
boring.
Yeah, not always boring, but very
heavy.
Strange. The heavy texts, just to know some of the myths that are our myth. So we do a comic for this target audience. Okay. But it's also for the world to get to know better the Romansch culture, because it's not only about myth, it's also about our culture.
Mm-hmm. Il Krestelmat is based on myths found in the Rätoromanische Krestelmatie, an ancient collection of texts used to teach the various idioms of Romansch. It spans about 350 years and was published around the turn of the 20th century. Over the next 5 years or so, Il Krestelmat aims to bring these myths together and tell the stories in a comic aesthetic similar to the Marvel world of the Avengers, the Fantastic Four, and so on. The first edition began with Dr. Klau, a human character who doesn't appear in the original texts, dropping into a mysterious world, a bit like Alice going through the looking glass, and finding himself being saved from a Limari, an aggressive ogre, by a Butach con Elis, a talking cow stomach covered in about 30 eyes. It's as weird as it sounds.
The most special figure is the Butach con Elis, the ball with the eyes. The
paunch with eyes.
Yes. We have our own Butach. It's not that in every comic we have the last page. We have some extracts of the original Krestelmatie, so you can see the originals.
How this Butach has been described in the original.
Yeah.
I mean, for children, it'll give them nightmares, won't it? There's this paunch with eyes. If I was 8 years old reading this, I'd have nightmares.
Our paunch is a sweet one, a very helpful. And a little bit tolpachi, call it, a little bit...
Clumsy.
Clumsy, yeah. But very herzlich.
Sweet.
Sweet, yeah.
Well, I still maintain the paunch with eyes is nightmare fuel. But let's hear him in action. In this short scene, recorded exclusively for SwissInfo.ch by the comic's creators, the paunch with eyes has just run, or rapidly rolled, back to the village and is breathlessly warning people about the approaching Mette da Fein, a woman who uses a scythe to cut off children's feet, and her ogres, which the paunch says at first, number 5, Cinch, then 7, Sert, and finally 10, Diage.
Alarm! Alarm! La Mette Vigne! Alarm! Alarm!
Chi? La Mette?
La Mette Vigne!
Ce zai?
Hmf. Ce aș dit? O să fingea? Ești giura?
Ma straltoni, il zlimari se n-anchi got.
O să gea? Ma ce vreau să me fer? Oie, oie.
Ce la zvenien belas, cogas. Nu se sens pronz. Giri fo de guardia.
Ce aș vis? Celiren, ai manc cinci limaris.
Yeses.
Cinci limaris?
Na, al manc set!
Jesus!
Moio!
Propa?
Dia limaris, dia gerani!
Metta abbe un limari, a ger fin diavis l'armada da metta.
Na, let's a beach.
What happens next? To read the comic in English, go to www.crestormart.ch.
Vendisdì sera, ben vegni al telesguard, preziades aspectaturas e preziai aspectatus. A quei il nostro tema zots.
By day, Bundi and Descartines are journalists at Swiss Info's sister organisation RTR, Romansh-speaking public television radio. They work on Il Crestormat in their spare time. The plan is to release a total of 30 comics, one every 2 or 3 months. A new issue always appears first in Romansh and is then translated into German, Italian and English a few weeks later. Descartines doesn't think that providing the comic in other languages risks people bypassing the Romansh.
I don't want Romansh people to not read it in Romansh, and they won't, because it's there are many, many language jokes that you simply cannot translate and that are simply funny in Romansh, so the Romansh people will probably read it in Romansh. It's better. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you probably won't get one single, but not that many German or English speaking or Italian speaking persons to read a Romansh comic. But when they have it in their language, they get the comic and the Romansh culture like through the back door. How do you say this?
The creative process is currently very simple. Bundi and Descartines write the script for every panel, which they then send to artist Matthias Durisch in Zurich. He needs about 8 hours to finish one page.
We're just at the beginning, but probably with time, you know, in a comic, it's the pictures do influence the story. You can do what you want, but that's the form of art, you know. Probably we will get to work closer together in the future, but right now it's just us writing, basically telling Matthias what to do. And luckily, he does it even better. So, yeah.
I nipped to Zurich to speak to Durisch, who, when he's not drawing paunches with eyes, is head of design for a research and development company. Although he hadn't heard of many of the Crestormat characters, his interest was immediately piqued.
I like the idea to bring these old stories to a new modern level or a new way to tell this story and get more people involved in this old kind of fairy tales or how you want to call it. I liked really the stories about, for example, this Maître Dauphin who is cutting the feet of the children who walks through the high grass fields. The people told their children that they don't have to walk to the field because there is the Maître Dauphin, and I like this very much. So this can be a very nice character, a very nice angry character in the comic.
Angry is one word. Psychopathic might be another. Like Bundi and Descartines, Durisch was also born in a Romansh-speaking part of the country, but unlike them, his first language is Swiss German. He says he can understand everything in Romansh, but admits his spoken language could be better. Although he's only 37, Durisch has noticed shifting attitudes towards Romansh over the past 30 years.
When I was young, it was not cool to speak Romansh. So when I came to the kindergarten, I learned it. So I go to the Romansh kindergarten, and then I go to school, and there, yeah, this was 1990, yeah, 1980, 1990. And then all the other children was speaking German. So yeah, it was not cool if you are one of the small group who just speak Romansh. But afterwards, it turns again around. So if you are 18 or something, you have your secret language who nobody understands. It's for example, perfect when you are in Zurich. And my brother came and you have to talk about a guy over there. You speak Romansh and nobody understands. Most of the time, yeah. But a lot of people from Graubünden lives in Zurich, so it also happened that I speak Romansh and others said, you're also from Graubünden.
Daniel Telly from Lia Romancha, an umbrella organisation which works to maintain and promote Romansh, has also noticed changes. He explains the situation in his hometown of Trin, where the percentage of Romansh speakers dropped from 45% in 1980 to under 20% 20 years later.
They have Romansh in school, so much lessons, not that much anymore. But nevertheless, they have Romance. But when they go outside, when they play, like, and when they play soccer or stuff like that, we used to speak Romance with each other. They don't do it anymore, I'm told.
So, in addition to e-comics, Leo Romance was one of the financial supporters of Il Crash Romat. What can be done to reverse the decline?
A main thing is to convince everybody who speaks Romance to speak it and to hand it down to the next generation, so to speak. So if you have parents with children, parents can speak Romance, both of them, they should try to speak Romance with their children too, with their kids. So this might sound banal, but I know of cases where this doesn't happen for various reasons. Often when the mother is German-speaking, then it's more difficult to hand the language down to the next generation. If this doesn't happen, then there is like a broken link, and then it's too late to get reacquainted with the language, or it's harder to do. And these kids often, in later years will come and say, it's such a pity my parents didn't teach me Romance.
Despite the statistics, Telly says he is optimistic for the immediate future of Romance, saying there are enough families speaking the language to keep it going. Crash Romat co-creator Michel Descartins takes a longer view.
Look, every language is dying. Nobody speaks Latin anymore. Someday nobody will speak English, nobody will speak Mandarin one day in the far future. And Romance, well, yeah, sure, will also die. But we don't want the culture to die as fast as it looked 100 years ago. My father grew up with less Romance words than me. So some good stuff has happened, and if we keep that up, we can preserve some of our culture a little bit longer.
Michel Descartins wrapping up a look and listen to the world's first online comic in Romance, Il Crash Romat. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more about these stories and other Swiss news and views, go to swissinfo.ch. To play us out, Freyas Jardin, performed in Romance by Tartaruga. You probably don't need a translation. I'm Thomas Stevens. The studio technician was Danny Vila. Sola signa planta l'avanzi la vegna in giù de vente grevde di tu un'arma tutte oche e qua in atto una becima tangia mai tes maun che io mo satai Praias de jardim Monda na gina Na gina teme de provar Praias de jardim em perpétua Ouça avant na adina Sás que sai que lhe viziu Eu penso maná, eu creio Bem na tote fala Adie uma som de corte com mai Tanja mai